What can I do? Yeah, he had tightened his back tightened up. He came out ready to go, and all of a sudden I saw him over there stretching, and that's what it was.
Any results on Schwartz?
No. Today's Sunday. I don't even think he's supposed to go out there till tomorrow.
Peyton Hillis returned. How did he look to you?
Yeah, okay. He was, you know, rusty. But he was out there. He was going.
Looked like a Chen and Holiday got a little bit.
He did. He tried to do some running, and he did an individual. That's probably the extent of it.
Do you think he'll play at all this week?
I'm not even going to speculate.
Tom,
we'll see what tomorrow brings.
At this point, are you just looking for Beckham to be back in the regular season, and is he going to play on Thursday?
I would like the next time someone asks me that to have him out here practicing so that I don't have to answer. You know as much as I do. You're out here watching him every day, too. That's all I can tell you. You know, I would like to see the young man practice before he got into the regular season. That would certainly be a good thing.
You had a John Jerry out there, the guard. Was that?
He's been guard.
Was he in with the first team because Mosley wasn't here? Or?
Yeah, by and large, yeah. He might have rotated in anyway some, but that's the reason he was where he was most of the time today.
And Brandon will be back tomorrow, you think?
I have no idea.
Do you anticipate you're going to continue to rotate the offensive linemen in and out, or are you looking to settle?
Most of that's done right here on the practice field. You know, I had some plans to do a couple of other things the other night, and then I never had an opportunity to do it.
Tom, with somebody like Beeson, do you have to activate him by the final cut to make him ready for the first game, or can he stay on pup as long as necessary and then be active at any point?
Good question. Before I say something that I can't back up by virtue of a rule, you got to take him off of PUP to get him active.
Right.
But when right now he's 90, okay? You can play some, you know, down the road games with one player, as you know,
right,
the returning player. But you definitely have to put him, he has to be on your 53. He's got to come off in order to be eligible to play. Sure, yeah.
What did you think of Will?
Will's out there, he competes, he's working hard, he has very good attitude, he gets better each time he plays, and did some good things the other night.
So you were happy with Friday after you saw him?
Am I what?
You were happy with him on Friday when you watched him?
Happy and satisfied, again, are not the words that I would use to describe it. I do recognize the progress, and I do recognize the fact that he's working hard at his trade.
Do you have any sense with Beeson that he is close to getting off, or no is more it right than, now still?
I don't ask every day. They don't tell me every day, you know. He works on the side, and occasionally I'll be close enough to him to ask him how he's doing, or in a meeting I'll say something to him, but his responses are all positive. I feel good. We're going to do this and this today, and we're going to do more of this the next day, you know. So it's all that kind of, it's never... Only one time did he ever say, "Well, I'm a little sore today." That's the only time I ever heard it. Everything else has been, you know, been stuff that you would think would be encouraging.
It seemed like Jennings had a pretty good game in terms of his pass protection.
He did. Yes. Yeah.
You know, I know that's part of the whole package.
He can.
He's
very good at that. He's very good at it. We knew that when he came. He's very attentive. You know, he's very smart. He works at it. So yeah. He had some good runs. He had some good protections.
He almost sounds like a coach when we speak to him. He talks about being a student of the game and using his eyes. Is that something you knew about him?
That was very evident. Yeah. We knew that about him, but when we interviewed him, it was very evident that he was that kind of a young man.
Coach, a tight end we haven't really talked about much is Jerome Cunningham. Has he stood out to you in any way?
Yeah, he stood out to me on the practice field. He's young, he's green, he's has great energy, stamina, looks like he can run. He does have very good time, speed. We timed him when he came in. So, but he's got a lot to learn.
Anything else?
He hasn't disappointed, not at all.